It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
One of the strongest hurricanes to ever make landfall on the west coast of Florida, Ian, did just that. Coming ashore near Fort Myers in Naples on Wednesday afternoon is a Category 4 storm with 150-mile-per-hour winds, torrential rains, and historic storm surge of up to 18 feet. As of early Thursday morning, nearly 2.5 million Floridians are without power. Although Ian is now downgraded to a tropical storm, it's still on track to keep going and strengthen again. The excruciatingly slow-moving storm at press time was still heading for Orlando and other parts of Florida, with strong winds and heavy rains expected to dump some 30 inches of rain on the already soaked region. Once the storm exits to the Atlantic, Ian's likely to make yet a third landfall on Friday, impacting South Carolina and Georgia. Stay safe, everyone. Lots of news out of Russia today. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow is warning Americans to leave the country immediately in the wake of Putin's order for mobilization of Russian men to fight in Ukraine. The U.S. Embassy saying their ability to assist U.S. citizens may suddenly become even more limited. Separately, U.S. officials say that Russia is the leading suspect in the Nord Stream pipeline leaks investigation. A fourth leak was just found in those pipelines that connect Russia to Germany, and with authorities saying there was a very strong indication that these were acts of sabotage. A German official saying there was a very strong indication that these were acts of sabotage. Meanwhile, the Biden administration on Wednesday announced another $1.1 billion in security aid for Ukraine, as they said it will never recognize the sham referendums in four Russian-occupied Ukrainian regions. Now that those sham elections are over, Putin, on Friday, is expected to formally move to seize those four Ukrainian territories by signing documents that the Kremlin is calling, quote, accession treaties. The signing ceremony will take place in the Grand Kremlin Palace on Friday. It marks Putin's attempt to annex the regions of Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia, even though Russia does not fully control any of them, militarily or politically. The EU is responding with proposed new sanctions against Russia to punish Moscow for these sham annexation referendums, along with the mobilization of 300,000 military reservists and the Kremlin's threat to use nuclear arms in Ukraine. The EU's top official, Ursula von der Leyen, said that Russia's actions escalated the invasion of Ukraine to a whole new level, and she said the EU was determined to make the Kremlin pay. So these latest sanctions include an oil price cap, trade restrictions, and the blacklisting of several people behind the referendums. Unfortunately, for those measures to take effect, all EU nations must sign on. But Hungary is an EU nation, and their approval is not assured. Meanwhile, the New York Times is out with a stunning new report, complete with audio clips they posted online of intercepted unauthorized calls made by Russian soldiers to their families, to wives, girlfriends, parents, and friends. These intercepted calls all show an invasion that went horribly wrong from the start. From some of those posted audio clips, in one of them, a soldier identified only as Alexander said, quote, "Putin is a fool. He wants to take Kyiv, but there's no way he can do it." Another, identified as Alexei, told his partner, quote, "They said we were going for training. These bastards didn't tell us anything." And in a third recording, the soldier said that one-third of his battalion had been killed. Another said one battalion had been completely wiped out. So we're approaching the end of September. That means that the first Monday in October is coming right up. That's when the next session of the Supreme Court officially convenes. And they're just in time for the results of a new Gallup poll set for release today, which shows a large drop in approval and confidence in the court. The poll found that less than half of Americans say that they have a great deal or a fair amount of trust in the judicial branch of the federal government, representing a 20 percentage point drop from just 2 years ago. That includes a 7-point drop since last year. The poll also finds a record-tying low number of Americans saying they approve of the job the Supreme Court is doing, while a record-high percentage of Americans say the Supreme Court is, quote, too conservative. And we've also learned that the justices, well aware of their diminished standing, are for probably the first time sparring publicly over that legitimacy issue. Speaking out are Justices Elena Kagan, Chief Justice John Roberts, and Samuel Alito. Alito, responding to a Wall Street Journal article about the disconnect, directly responded to Elena Kagan's critiques, including a statement in which she said, if over time the court loses all connection with the public and with the public sentiment, that is a dangerous thing for democracy. Alito, responding to the quote in the Wall Street Journal, saying, it goes without saying that everyone is free to express disagreement with our decisions and to criticize our reasoning as they see fit. But saying or implying that the court is becoming an illegitimate institution or questioning our integrity crosses an important line. Now, cameras are still not allowed at the court, but the court will continue offering live audio broadcasts of arguments, something that they initiated during the pandemic, when the new term begins on Monday. They also noted that Monday will be the first time in more than 2.5 years that the justices will hear arguments in person with members of the public present. Speaking of the Supreme Court, Virginia Thomas, the wife of Justice Clarence Thomas, will testify before the January 6th committee sometime this week. That's according to committee chair Benny Thompson, who also said that the panel is still working to reschedule the hearing that was postponed from Wednesday, saying that it likely will not happen next week. Stay tuned and stand by. And that's just a bit of what's news. For now, I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.